Welcome to We Are The Watchers.
This is episode 203. Oh, Tom, look at the weather. Isn't it lovely?
It's a beautiful day to be outside if you're not recording in a studio or home with a sick daughter.
Yeah, that's right. We're both nowhere near any opportunity to go outside and enjoy the weather. But I do believe potentially by the time this podcast comes out, it'll be raining, and then we'll be like, oh, it didn't matter anyway.
Didn't matter at all. I think it's going to be raining in a couple of hours.
Oh, great. Perfect.
Yeah, I looked at the weather app. I like to do that in the morning. Mm. Is it a long sleeve shirt or is it a short sleeve
shirt? You've got to know these things.
You have to know. And it said it might rain later. Anyway, okay. Where I'm sitting right now, I can see the beautiful sunlight. Oh. And it's nice to see from afar. You and I didn't get our stunning porcelain complexions by sunbathing.
Oh, no, none of that, thanks. We're from the slip, slop, slap generation.
We're correct.
Nowhere near the sun, thanks. Greetings, subscribers and members of the Watchersville latest newsletter. This week's edition is brought to you by Stewed Fruit, the sugary treat that disguises itself as healthy. Have it for breakfast and feel great, or put it in a pie and be naughty with the second piece. Either way, it's the food of champions. With the changing of the seasons, a lot of folk around town are complaining about fatigue. Health experts say it's a normal reaction to the longer days and other scientific-like reasons that we miss because, well, we saw this really cute video of a kitten chasing its own tail. It was the funniest thing. Anyway, the only true cure to this tiredness is to complain about it a lot in front of as many people as possible. This is why the council are running free whinging workshops and moaning sessions from 5:30 each night this week. As you can imagine, places are filling up fast, so get your name on the list so you don't miss out. The tennis courts have been closed due to a massive upswing in tennis elbow cases. Lots of players have elbows that now look like tennis rackets. It's the strangest thing. Local Nordic god Freya Olsen is having a family reunion next month and just wants to warn everyone in the county that things might get a little rowdy and dangerous for mortals. She's suggesting that we all stay in for the weekend and do not, under any circumstance, leave our homes or suffer the consequences. That's it for now. Stay safe and happy, all residents of Watchersville. Tom, I have got an Adam quiz for you. That's all I'll say.
An Adam quiz.
Adam quiz.
Let's get up an Adam.
So you can look forward to that. I've watched an Aussie movie and a show about movies. So much going on.
How about that?
I know you've got trailers, right?
Stuff. I've got mad trailers.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to
plenty of news
it.
And things to talk about. I saw a film that I was very excited for, and I have a show that I'm going to talk about the return of. Mm. That it finished the last episode of its last season so recently that it was the second last bullet point on my list of things to talk about. Ooh. And then the new season's begun.
Whoa, gosh.
What a treat.
Yeah, you can jump straight into it. Well, would you like to jump straight into your most favourite news story for the week?
Sure, why not? My favourite news story of the week is very, very brief, and we'll just stroll right past it, but Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse 2 got announced the title, which is going to be Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, which I think is a weird play on Across the Universe, which was a movie or maybe even a musical a couple of years ago. Maybe, Across I don't know, the Across the Universe. Rings a bell. But I'm very excited for that. We're going to be seeing plenty more characters, and you know, during the credit scene of the first movie is where Oscar Isaac's Spider-Man from 2099 was introduced, and the very end of those credits there was the Spider-Man from 1967 cartoon series, the famous one of the meme. Two Spider-Mans pointing. So they're gonna go wild. We haven't got a cast list announcement yet, so we don't know which of the originals will be back. I think they'd be mad not to get Nicolas Cage and John Mulaney and Hayley Steinfeld, all the originals back. But yeah, they've got to get some more big names in there, and I'm pumped to see whoever they get.
That first movie, it seemed to be at the time the animated, like, cartoon sort of movie that everybody loved. Like, even people who you would never think would go and watch an animated film went and watched it and raved about it. It was crazy.
It's so different. And two, three years later, there's still nothing quite like that.
No, not at all. And because of that, if they're able to maintain, like, keep that essence, you know how each movie's got its own essence, like it's got its own essence. Keep that, but like you said, just go crazy, expand, make it wilder. Do you reckon they're going to have some Oscar, some Academy Award success again?
Oh, for sure, for sure. I think they'll be emboldened after the first film's reception. And accolades and everything like that. I think they'll swing for the fences and get some pretty crazy gear going in there.
Might be time for another rewatch of it.
Oh, I rewatched that movie so much. It's great. Look, as long as they can keep the core essence of that first film and why it worked so well, is every other Spider-Man film is you sit there and watch him, isn't he cool? Where that film is, you could be Spider-Man. There's all these crazy POV shots, and they invert all these hero tropes so that, you know, Miles falls upwards and things like that in shots in there, and it makes it very aspirational for you and stuff. So, yeah, bring it on, that second one.
Very exciting.
But I will tie that into some news that came out overnight about basically Marvel and Disney have shifted the great majority of their upcoming slate for 2022 and 23. And there's all sorts of different responses for that. And basically, it looks like starting from Doctor Strange 2, which was to be coming out, I believe, in like February, that's now bumped back to early May.
Yes.
So it's only 3 months.
I think, yeah.
And every film jumps back in the cycle to the one that was behind it.
Yeah, so May was going to be Thor, Love and Thunder. That's going to now take the place of Black Panther in July, which then takes a...
and so on. And it means that the three are untitled, so the unannounced but still date-blocked ones at the end. Three of those, I think, have just been taken off the slate. It doesn't mean they're going anywhere. Now, of course, DC had their fandom event over the weekend, and we'll talk about that in a moment. There's plenty of exciting stuff. A lot of DC fanboys are like, oh, look at that. Marvel saw all the DC stuff coming in, like one Batman trailer, and they decide to get out of the way. That's not what's happened. There's two things at play here, I think. One, there's a major strike that's about to happen that they're trying to circumnavigate around, and that's for engineers and, you know, the behind-the-scenes people are striking over equity and fair pay, all sorts of very valid points. And the leadership of that union is attempting to take a deal that the members of the union do not want at all. So there's likely to be a strike in Hollywood coming up soon. And the last time we had a major strike like this was the writer's strike in 2008, I think it was. Or was it six? No, 2006. No, it was eight. I don't know. Somewhere around there.
Yeah, I know that 30 Rock got done for,
Oh, it screwed up television for a good 3 months. So there's a very good chance that there's going to be some sort of shutdown, and that will push everything back. The other thing is, and this could be, it could be as simple as this, Sony are the ones that get to release Spider-Man, and that was to be coming out Boxing Day for us. If there's still concerns around Delta and Corona fears in the States because things are rising, you know, it's the last Sony Spider-Man deal, you know, as part of the Marvel deal. So from here on out, if they want to make another one, they've either got to make a deal with Marvel and get them involved, or it's spun off into his own universe. Either way, it's a risky financial change. So they may choose to just hang on a little bit longer to put it out and see how things go. But if that's the case, everything else in the Marvel line has to move down, because it all ties into, you know, they all work together.
Yeah.
Spider-Man has to happen before Doctor Strange and all this sort of stuff. So who knows the real reason? I'm sure we'll find out over the next couple of weeks.
It could also be like just a combination of all of that. Like there's too many things going on here.
There's so many variables.
Yeah.
Let's not stress ourselves. There's still, we've still got Eternals coming out end of this year. We've had two Marvel movies this year already. Yep. They're doing all right.
Speaking of Eternals, actually, I saw that they have not been showing the press in any of the press screenings, the post-credit scenes for the Eternals. So I saw people on Twitter running rampant with their ideas. But I think probably the one that is the one that I'm going to latch on to is that it's probably revealing something big.
Yes, it probably does.
A massive thing, and, you know, who can guess what it is, but hopefully, well, it looks like we won't have to wait too long for Eternals. It will come out, you know. It wasn't in the delay list.
Marvel have done this before of not put the post-credit scenes on press screenings.
Yeah.
Because the post-credit scene is for the fans.
Mm.
So, yes, good on them not spoiling any surprises.
That's right. We all get it together.
Hey, Mary. Something about that makes me think it's not actually hair gel. You're listening to We Are The Watchers.
I want to talk about a show that, for one, I'm not even sure I knew that this was going to happen. So there's going to be a John Wick prequel, and it's going to be a mini-series.
About the hotel, yes?
Yeah, that's right. That's it. So it's set 40 years, I think, before the movies with Keanu. So I'm just telling you right now, no Keanu will be in it. But they have announced the first big cast member for them, and it is Mel Gibson.
Yeah.
I didn't expect that.
That's a choice.
Did not expect that. I was thinking, you know, like a Keanu-like star. But
I'm saying he won't be the star of this. He's going to be the Ian McShane. He's going to be the old guy that runs the hotel or something like that. And we're going to be following a young upstart assassin or something like that.
We will be following Ian McShane's character.
All right.
But not Ian McShane. So that's how it's going.
I don't know why the fuck they'd choose Mel Gibson.
But if he's just a bad guy and he gets killed off in the first episode?
Great.
All we know about it is his name is Cormac. That's the only thing. So get ready.
Woo!
What else have you got?
I have no other Mel Gibson news. So
safely
from that. Look, there was a cool clip going around the other day that I thought I'd give a bit of a shout out to. So there's a comedian named Jamie Costa. Well, he's an impressionist. He does really good impressions. I don't know if you saw this, but he basically made a pitch for him starring in a Robin Williams biopic. So good. Of like a hardcore moment when he's about to go out and do Mork and Mindy filming.
Mm-hmm.
And he's sitting there in the dressing room. And the night before, he'd been out having a very large night with John Belushi. And one of his co-stars walks in and lets him know that John Belushi has died in between the time of him leaving him last night and him getting to set in the morning.
Wow.
And amazing. Just like biopics, they normally wait quite a while after someone's died. But yeah. This guy's good enough. Get it going.
I saw that Zelda Williams, Robin Williams' daughter, posted somewhere, I don't know where it was. She said, "Yes, I have seen it. Please stop sending it to me." She must have just been bombarded with retweets and stuff. It was crazy. No, he that was amazing. I think he's from Canada, right? He's a Canadian actor.
Yeah, I think
I'm pretty sure.
It takes some balls to do that.
Mm.
It takes some serious balls to you know, it's the equivalent of when a baseball player walks out and points. I'm gonna
yes.
Hit a home run. Yes, a home
run. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Well done with your baseball analogies. Very, very impressed.
Thanks. I don't think I bunted it. Is that?
Wait, there might be. It might be American football.
I think bunt is when punted, you hit it maybe. Outside.
Punt. Oh right.
Punt. With a B. I don't know.
I don't know either.
Shortstop.
Home run. Oh, you already said that. Damn it. Look, devastating news for anybody that likes the colour yellow and is potentially under the age of six.
That's pretty old for a Wiggles fan.
I know,
fan.
I was just trying to think. I was giving leeway. Emma Wiggle is leaving the Wiggles. She announced it. As of recording today, I saw it on her Instagram page, and she did a video saying, you know, and I know she was not wearing yellow at all, but saying that she's stepping down as the Yellow Wiggle. She's been working for that company for 11 years, and I think 8 or 9 of it has been as the Yellow Wiggle. And whenever I think about her and the rest of them, I remember, I think it might have been Anthony that said, she is the Elvis of the group. The rest of us are basically just her backups. So this is massive. When she told them, they must have been like, oh, goodness, now what do we do? And I don't know if you remember, a few months ago, they announced that they were bringing on a whole heap of new Wiggles. Four new Wiggles. Now, one of those Wiggles will now be going into the proper yellow skivvy.
See high.
I think she was the red Wiggle in the new Wiggle group. She will now be the yellow Wiggle. So that's really cool. What an amazing opportunity for her.
It's a quick promotion.
I'll say. Meanwhile, Emma will be continuing with her PhD. She said that she's doing a PhD that incorporates her ongoing passion for sign language, dance, and film editing, and she wants to work with the deaf community more. Basically, what she said was, during COVID, we haven't been able to do much in terms of touring, and she realised she quite likes staying at home and not touring for 8 months of a year. And I'm like, that's fair enough.
I bet that's going to happen with like 20% of performing musicians.
Yeah. There's going to be a lot of career changes, that's for sure. So she'll stay on as the Yellow Wiggle till the end of the year. And then when they come back, I think they're doing a big tour early 2022. She will not be part of it.
Get your tickets.
Yep, absolutely.
For a visual representation of this audio, check out the Watchers podcast on Instagram.
Hey, have you checked out Why the Last Man?
No, but it sounds exactly like something that I would like to watch, and I haven't yet.
Yes. Okay. So, yeah, if you don't know, Why, as in the chromosome.
Yes.
Why the Last Man is about the last cisgendered man on Earth. Something weird happens and wipes out everything on Earth with Y chromosome.
Including animals, right? Not just humans.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. So basically the Earth goes sterile overnight. It was a comic book series for many years, written by Brian K. Vaughan, and great story. They had their first season on FX on Hulu, I believe is how it's distributed,
so.
Or something. I don't know. There's a few loopholes or a few things to get through to get it. I haven't seen any of it. They announced it's been cancelled, which is a real shame. There's, I think, two more episodes of the first season to go, and the showrunners have been given the blessing to shop the show around to other places. So someone else could pick it up.
So it may not be the end.
No. And it's quite a fascinating story. And as I said, I haven't caught the first episodes yet because I haven't got Hulu. Can't get Hulu in Australia. I'm sure I can get it on a Stan or something like that yet, but I haven't gone looking for it because it's too many steps.
Yeah. I get you.
It's just him and his pet capuchin monkey, Ampersand. His name is Yorick, hence the Why the Last Man. And Yorick was a professional escape artist. So he's all about getting put in a straitjacket and getting himself out of there. And that's like how he unwinds and de-stresses.
Oh, to escape.
To put himself in straitjackets and stuff like that. So someone whose entire life revolved around squirming out of sticky situations is a good person to have as the last man left on Earth because, you know, that concept could be played for laughs, but it's not funny.
Mm.
And the comic very quickly makes it clear that this is not a fun situation for anybody involved.
Yeah, okay.
And it's not like it doesn't. It could, if this was made in the 80s, it'd be a horny comedy.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. But now it's not.
No.
Yep.
And I haven't watched this because they've updated stuff for 2021 because the series ended back in 2008 or something. It's been done for quite a while, and so now they're transgender characters and things like that. So mm-hmm. it blurs the line a little bit more of what it means to have a Y chromosome.
Interesting. But the whole premise interests me because, as you know, I quite like those apocalyptic storylines that have a little twist on the normal apocalypse. Like, this is apocalypse for humanity, for the world, but there's a tiny little shining hope, and I assume that he gets chased a lot and groups of women want him, and he may be a horrible person. Yeah, I just think it's going to be it just interests me.
It's very interesting. Mm. And, like, without giving too much away, his mother is the president.
Right.
His girlfriend, Beth, was on holiday in Australia when all this kicked off.
Mm-hmm.
He spends a lot of time with the Secret Service. What you're saying about him being chased a lot is definitely true, but it's not just him. And so it's kind of funny having a guy who's an escape artist constantly slipping away from the Secret Service. All this sort of stuff. It's great. And there's, you know, it touches on what would the astronauts do? Mm. Would, you know, female Amazon society come back? And the answer to that is yes.
Yes. Like, okay.
Slicing off one breast to make yourself better at archery. And
bit extreme, but okay. Yep.
Well, they're not childbearing anymore.
Of course.
So breast is functionless.
Yep.
Basically, and you know, if you want to be a more elite warrior, then you commit yourself to that. So
yeah, there's a lot
body
going
mutilation
on.
Is a whole Jeez. Thing. I don't know. It's a big thing. I think there was about 60 issues.
Okay.
It's very good.
So there was a lot of source material for them with the show, but I don't know. It may not be over. May not be over.
Yes, they do want to build a snowman. You're listening to We Are The Watchers.
Netflix just wants us to know that the massively popular Squid Game will create almost $90 million in value for Netflix. It costs just over $21 million to make. So what they're doing is they're saying that because there's 9 episodes, so that's $100 million an episode, which is crazy to think. So after its debut, which was about a month ago now, it's become Netflix's most watched series ever. 111 million people watched it in the first month. Like, more people are going to continue watching it. And I don't know how much of it you know. Do you know much about it? Like, the
what
premise?
What I picked up through memes, trailers and
yeah,
and all
so
sorts. But
it's,
yes, I got a pretty good idea.
Yeah, so it's basically a group of people who are in debt, and they take part in this Squid Game to try and win millions of dollars so they're no longer in debt, that kind of thing. And it may not be exactly what they think it's going to be. Anyway, not long ago, I feel like only a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about how Bridgerton was the most viewed show on Netflix. Mm, not anymore. Yes. It's now second. This Squid Game is crazy. I wonder what they're going to make of all of that. Was it the story itself or a follow-on effect through that, and now people wanting a lot more Korean series or movies?
I was going to say, I hope this means that Netflix just throws an extra $100 million at Korea every year.
Yeah.
Because they make the best stuff. This is not news for me.
Interesting stuff.
I have banged on about Korean cinema for 15 years.
Yeah. You've told me about a lot, including Snowpiercer, which I watched years ago, but I didn't know that it was not an original. But yeah, Squid Game. Once it gets that meme-y, it's out. I feel like it's more meme-y than Bridgerton ever was.
Oh, for sure. I mean, they did a piss take of it on SNL the other night of Pete Davidson and Rami Malek.
Yeah, right.
They did also that. A lot of things of them playing each other.
Oh.
Because they both have kind of boggly eyes.
Yes, they do. Yeah. I feel like Pete's taller, though. Is he?
Yeah. They didn't. It was weird.
Okay.
He's not a funny guy, that Rami Malek. I don't know if you would have guessed that, but he's not a funny guy.
I did.
He says he has rest. He says he has resting villain face.
I did hear that that episode was not the highest rating one for Saturday Night Live for a while.
There's some well written stuff in there, and well performed, and he seemed very game. But yeah, he's a
he was a
good addition to scenes. He didn't drive any of them.
Great. Okay. Yeah. Fantastic.
I mentioned DC Fandome earlier. That was the big event they had over the weekend. I was going to make notes about stuff, then I didn't really want to. So the things that I can remember, which is, I think, a better way to describe their event.
Agreed.
You know, they threw a lot of stuff out there, the stuff that stuck with me. So we had the first Black Adam footage with starring The Rock.
Yep.
I interviewed The Rock in 2007, and we talked about his hopes to play Black Adam.
Amazing.
That's how long he has been trying to get this made. So very exciting to see that. Then we got the trailer for The Batman, Robert Pattinson one. We heard a little bit of his voice.
Yes.
We got a lot more of Colin Farrell being a fucking wise guy.
There was one scene, I think, where he, I'm just trying to think, I think he was in, yeah, he was in the car, Colin, and he had turned around, and it was just his eyes. I was like, oh, there's Colin Farrell, only in his eyes. It was the only bit that I have seen of him where it actually looks like him.
Mm-hmm. It looks great. I'm up for it. Let's do it.
There was a lot of Zoe Kravitz in that.
There was. They're pushing her pretty hard.
Pretty big character, maybe. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What else? They announced that they're doing Titans season 4. Doom Patrol is getting a season 4, which is great.
Yep.
They talked a lot about Harley Quinn season 3. Nothing about when that's going to be, but they're deep in production and stuff on that, which is great. And they are, I believe the season's theme is Eat, Bang, Kill, which is great because at the end of last season, Harley and Poison Ivy got together.
That's right. Yeah.
And so that's where the bang comes into the Eat, Bang, Kill.
Fun.
There was a trailer for, I believe it's called Arkham Knights. I'm sure it's Arkham Knights. No, Gotham Knights. My apologies. Arkham Knight was the third Batman game. This is Gotham Knights, and it's Batman's either dead or comatose or something. And so you are playing as Nightwing, Batgirl, Red Hood, and Robin. I think it's Tim Drake, Robin. I don't think it's Damian, who's Batman's son. But it's the wider Bat family, and you can play as all four.
Hmm.
That's next year. But the thing that won the entire event for me is coming 2023, and that's the Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League video game, which I spoke a great deal about when they first announced and showed that, I'm guessing, opening footage, and I think that's where it's from. This trailer was a lot more revealing of how
proper gameplay,
insane, yeah, and how insane things are going to get. Mm. So you play as four characters. So Harley Quinn, obviously, we know plenty about Harley Quinn. Yeah. She's voiced by Tara Strong, who is the woman who has always voiced Harley Quinn in everything that's not the Harley Quinn TV show or
the Margot Robbie
DC movie. Yeah. Yeah, Margot Robbie's.
Yeah.
Deadshot, who was Will Smith in the first Suicide Squad, but, you know, depressed marksman with a death wish.
Probably voiced by Troy Baker or Nolan North.
Yes, I'd say that's a very good chance. You've got King Shark, who's being voiced by Samoan Joe, who's a massive wrestler.
Yeah.
And perfect sort of casting. It seems like they're going for halfway between Ron Funches' version and Sylvester Stallone's
nice.
Of Big, Dumb, Lovable. And then Captain Boomerang, who we still don't know who's voicing him, but is the most amazing Australian accent. And I don't mean that in a American doing a good Aussie, but it's an Aussie doing a Barnaby Joyce. It's an Aussie going like, yeah, I'm from Kalgoorlie.
Level yeah, right, okay.
It's all, fucking hell, Carls, what are you doing with this shit?
Oh, my gosh. So I think I know who you're going to pick to be your character. Is that how the game works, maybe? Is it like co-op? Do you get your group of friends together and I'll be Harley, you be shark or...
I imagine it's going to be both, yeah, where you can play with friends and control, but the or you can play solo and switch
cool.
between
yeah,
AI
I like
controls.
That. Gives you the options.
It looks like they've tweaked Boomerang's powers. Plenty of the time in the comics, he's just a dude that throws boomerangs real well.
Yeah, right, okay.
So he's kind of, he's like Hawkeye, but with boomerangs.
Cool.
But then there's some versions of him where, because he's a bad guy for the Flash, there are some versions of him where he has speed powers as well. And it looks like he has speed powers in this game. So that's his role. You've got your marksman in Deadshot. You've got your wild card in Harley. You've got your bruiser in King Shark. And yep. now you've got your speedster.
Yeah, right.
We have seen evil Superman before. This one also brings in evil Green Lantern and Flash. And Flash looks like he's going to be a really difficult boss to fight because he won't slow down.
Ooh,
but
okay.
the most winning moment of the whole trailer, and I preferred it to seeing Colin Farrell in the Batman trailer as Penguin. Penguin from the Arkham Asylum games
yeah.
comes back up.
Ah.
And the Suicide Squad, it looks like they're liberating him from Arkham for some purpose. And he refuses to comply and tries to run away. And one of them has thrown a microchip and it's landed on the back of his neck. And he's waddling away, Penguin style, as quick as he can, trying to run from them. And Harley speaks into a wrist, "Hey, Walla, it looks like Penguin's on the run. You better get him." And like, suddenly Penguin goes like gets Whoa. Electrocuted and falls to the ground and he's thrashing on the ground and you hear Waller over the earpiece go, "Did that get him?" Boomerang looks at him and goes, "Nah, Waller, you better zap him again." And he's laying unconscious on the ground getting zapped. And then the shark goes, "That didn't do it. You better blow his head up." It's just this pathetic fishman flopping in a puddle.
It just sounds like they definitely got the sense of humor in there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm so excited for this game. So the final trailer I'll talk about from it was, and this leads into my trailers, was Peacemaker, which is the John Cena spinoff from Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
Some episodes directed by James Gunn, all of it written by him.
Cool.
It looks like he will be struggling with some of the decisions he made in the Suicide Squad film.
Ah, so it follows on. Awesome.
Yes, because it looked like it was going to be a prequel, but it now is clearly going to be a sequel. He has his own fun team set up around him, including a shitty superhero called Vigilante, and they're going to play him for laughs. He's like a really eager wannabe guy.
Yeah, right. So the kind of kid that is desperate to get onto radio, so hangs around radio, but there's no job for him, so they just put him in the copy room. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. So I don't know. I have high hopes of this. It looks like it's gonna be really silly and fun.
Yeah. Cool. Oh my gosh, there's heaps of stuff going on there. That's amazing.
I told you it was a big one.
Yeah.
In a world that time forgot, we are the Watchers.
So you know how there's that Tom Clancy's Jack Ryan show on Amazon Prime?
Yes.
I know it's very popular and a lot of people really enjoy it. Anyway, season 3 hasn't even started yet. In fact, they haven't even given a date for when they're going to release the first episode. They've already announced that season 4 is coming out. So if you're a big Jack Ryan fan, You've immediately got extra fun coming to you very soon. And that's all I've got to say about that.
That's fair enough. I think that's about all that needs to be said about that.
Yeah.
Likewise, another thing that doesn't need too much to be said about it is there's another Walking Dead spin-off show coming called Tales of the Walking Dead, an anthology series, 6 1-hour eps of new and established characters. Winter next year for us.
Now, they kind of did this a little bit during the pandemic last year, didn't they, where they grabbed an episode of it from different characters and followed them around. Yeah. I kind of like
what
the
they should do. Look, just make a World War Z show.
Yes.
And just have an episode where we get – all I want is an – like, I want to see – there was one issue of Walking Dead that was separate from the main storyline, and it was never, like, it was kind of canon, but never really counted as canon. And it was Rick's brother in Venice.
Oh, when it kicked off. Yeah, right.
And, like, him trying to get a boat to get back home. That is something I would love to see. Give me some things like that. I don't need to see another episode of Daryl trying to find Dog.
No, I want those episodes that I don't want them to try and hype me up about a big bad. I just want to see this person in it or this group in a problem. They come out of it, they fix it, or they don't fix it and they're all dead by the end of the episode. I want everything really, really different each episode. Each episode has to be completely different.
I'd love to see an episode about someone who is a hermit, who was holed up when things kicked off, stayed safe, saw the explosions at the prison and stayed away. Saw that. Do you know what I mean? And like,
almost like What If, but a real person.
Yeah, give us a Rosencrantz and Guildenstern, but it's just someone holed up as a hermit and they die of old age at the end of the episode.
They've coped the whole time. Yeah, I like
and maybe it. Bloody Judith as a 20-year-old finds the cabin and they're dead or something.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
If you have to tie it back, do it that way. But yeah, just have someone who is constantly on the outskirts.
Just watching from afar. I love that idea. Really good. All right. Tell me about trailers.
I've told you about most of them, but the last one that I wanted to mention, I'm pretty amped for, is Scream 5.
Yes.
The ones you'd want mainly are back.
Cool.
So it looks like it's touching on plenty of the series rather than just picking up the threads from 4.
Mm-hmm.
Nev Campbell's there. Courtney Cox is there.
David Arquette, right?
David Arquette is there. I feel like Dewey, I don't think Officer Dewey is going to make it out of this one.
Ooh,
I think this
okay.
is where he's finally going to get his. We haven't seen yet, but I'm really hoping that Hayden Panettiere is involved because she was the best part about number 4. She was kind of like, she was Nev Campbell's character combined with Jamie, what was his name? He was big in the late 90s for being obnoxious. And he played Randy, the guy that knows too much about horror movies in the first two.
Yes. Not Fox. He had his own show for a while.
Yes, they're on AMATV. Jamie Kennedy.
That's a name I hadn't thought about for years.
I know. Isn't that funny? So, yes, I'm really hoping that Hayden Panettiere's character comes back, but we don't know. Dennis Quaid and Meg Ryan's son, Jack Wade, from The Boys.
Yep.
He's also in the film.
Cool. Those movies were
gonna die for sure.
So much fun. Yeah, probably. Were so much fun. Maybe he's actually going to start off and he's answering a phone call in the beginning. Drew Barrymore style.
Well, the trailer does show who gets that first.
Oh, okay. I haven't seen the trailer. Now I need to go and watch it and then go and rewatch all of the Screams because my memory of them, it is from 20 years ago.
Okay, so Scream 1 is taking the piss out of horror.
Yeah.
Scream 2 is taking the piss out of sequels.
Yes.
Scream 3 is taking the piss out of Hollywood. Scream 4 is taking the piss out of reboots. We don't know yet what 5 will be.
So 3 was the one with Jerry O'Connell?
Yes.
Yeah.
And Jay and Silent Bob. And yes. The fourth one is about rebooting. And so there's people maybe related to people from the first one. And
very excited.
I love this stuff because it's so meta. So, yeah, I'm excited just to see what the meta commentary one of this will be.
Especially now, like it was so long since the last one.
The last one was only a handful of years ago.
Oh, yeah, true.
But before then, there was a huge break between 3 and 4.
Yep.
Clickbait.
That's right. Clickbait stuff. Anything else, or should we ram our way straight through that Tom's Fun Fact wall?
Get up, bump in my car, because we are driving very far. We're going to find the fun fact. And if you don't like it, you can get jacked.
Hey!
Hey, today's fun fact. I forgot to write anything down, but I've got it in my noggin. I've decided that because Halloween's coming up, all fun facts should be Halloween themed because that's
love it.
Fun.
Love it.
So here's a fun fact from Shaun of the Dead, which you might know already, part of it, but Coldplay feature throughout Shaun of the Dead quite a lot. They first appear at the beginning of the film when Shaun is flicking through the TV channels very quickly and getting the story of jarbledness. They've been interviewed on MTV. And then at the end of the film, when it's 6 months later and the zombie apocalypse has happened, he's flicking through the channels and Coldplay are there being interviewed again, but half the band is dead. That's pretty cool. But did you know that Chris Martin appears as a zombie quite a few times throughout the film?
Can you see him? Like,
yes.
Do you recognize him?
Enough. If you know he's there,
okay.
Then yes. You're like, oh, that's Chris Martin.
Yeah.
So he's not a feature prominent zombie like Tyres, Michael Smiley from Spaced, who went on to be in many other things. Mm. He's featured very prominently. And there's a couple of people that pop up through there. And then there's Rob Brydon is a zombie at one point. All these guys like under a lot and not at front. Chris Martin is like so at the front of shots that he's out of focus.
Okay.
Action appears
this.
Behind him and stuff.
Such
so there
movie.
You go. If you wouldn't recognize the rest of Coldplay, I couldn't pick him out if my life depended on it. I know one of them plays a bit of timpani.
Do they look like while they play their timpani? No one knows.
Maybe they look like zombies at the best of times.
I think it's kind of like the Maroon 5 guys, right? You know Adam Levine. We've got an Adam quiz
coming
up next.
I'm sure there are four slick guys.
Probably.
But
hang on a second. Have we ever seen Coldplay and Maroon 5 in the same room at the same time? Could be
don't
the same
even put that. Don't even put that collaboration out there. Can you imagine how middle of the road that song would be?
Yeah. Oh, man, it would end up on all of the radio stations because it would just cater to everyone.
The falsetto, harmonized falsetto.
They would insist on doing that the whole time as well.
Oh, God.
Going to falsetto the whole thing. I feel like we've spoken enough about Coldplay and Maroon 5.
Oh, my God, you just created a horror film in my mind.
Yeah, I
apologize.
Thank you.
I appreciate that. No, don't. That's good Halloween content.
It's now time for watching suggestions.
Got a watching suggestion? Email thewatcherspodcast@gmail.com.
Well, well, well. Look at us watching stuff. Speaking of Halloween, I have been watching Movies That Made Us. They released a whole heap of new episodes, and the majority of them are Halloween related.
I did see that they all dropped. I caught a few over the weekend with Lynn. She watched a lot of them. I was doing some other stuff at various points, but I walk in and, oh, it's John Carpenter. What are you talking about? Ooh,
what do you think he's going to talk about? Yeah, and for some reason there was, or maybe it was just left over from where I had stopped watching Movies That Made Us, but there was an Elf episode in there, and then it was all horror stuff, and I'm like,
I think it might be that Elf was going to be involved in last season and they maybe didn't get it done in time. And they figured, we'll put it out now. And then
it's close enough to Christmas. It's close enough to Christmas. Quite enjoyed the Elf one, really. It's so funny. At least these episodes have got this running theme of there was a point where this movie was not going to be made due to funding being taken away. Basically, but a lot of those horror movies, particularly after Halloween, as in the movie Halloween, a lot of those horror movies, they kind of alluded to it, but I don't think would exist if home videos were not a thing.
Agreed. Totally agree. And that's horror's jam, is watching it later with yourself, you know, with your friends. And
at night, be super scared. There were some films that I just haven't seen all of the horror iconic films. I just haven't because they're too scary, Tom, and I will not be forced into watching a scary movie. But there were others that I was like, oh my gosh, I remember watching that and being really stressed with your friends late at night, and you're like, oh, just why can't we just watch a comedy so that I can go to sleep after the, you know, that kind of thing. And, you know, the little twist, they don't care. This show, they don't care. They'll tell you who the killer was at the end because they expect you to have watched it or at least know enough about this film to know what happened and leading on into
and
the
sequels. And it's not like they're doing a deep dive on, like, Madam Butterfly.
Oh, gosh, no. I probably...
Or something with a genuine, huh?
Yeah. I've got a couple left, but probably my favourites were Halloween, obviously. They only had one pumpkin because I couldn't find any pumpkins at that time of year in California. They had one pumpkin, so they had to get that shot right. And I loved how much some of the actors who were in the original Nightmare on Elm Street, how much they legitimately loved being a part of that film. And still do, yeah.
Yeah.
And watching how they do, the Johnny Depp death, I don't know how they didn't flood themselves with fake blood or potentially crush themselves. It was crazy apparatus. It was very clever.
Have they done an American Werewolf in London yet?
I haven't seen it, so if they have, I'm not up to it yet.
I think that would be my number one film for those guys to take on.
Just not in there.
Oh, there's so much cool behind the scenes stuff of that I have seen floating around. There's all this stuff that is urban legend and storied legend about that film that I'd love to see them get stuck into.
Actually talk about it. So movies that made me, a wonderful horror collection, and Elf.
It was a weird lineup, and Coming to America was in there as well.
Yeah, true. I'd forgotten it. Yeah, I'm not angry. I'm just surprised.
Answering Ryder's Pup Patrol distress calls like a pro. You're listening to We Are the Watchers.
I dipped my toe back in and watched a little bit of The Toys That Made Us.
Okay. Which toys were they?
I've seen some of that. I went back and watched some of the Transformers one again.
Cool.
Just because it's funny watching Peter Cullen's face do the Autobots roll out. something quite funny about that.
Yeah.
So this week I finally got around to watching Free Guy, which I've been excited to watch for so long. And someone who will remain nameless had told me that we'd go and see it, and then they watched it without me. So
I heard that story. Yeah.
I know. I watched it the other night and I had a fucking ball. It was great.
Look, and make the most of it, because I also heard that Ryan Reynolds is going to take a bit of a break from movies and stuff.
Oh, it's probably going to be for 2 months so he can work on some ads. That's all it is.
He'll have a couple of tequilas or something companies that he will have started.
His aviation gin or his mobile company. Maybe he needs to try and get Wrexham FC into a higher league. Maybe he wants to go and try and make a documentary version of Ted Lasso.
Watch that.
Yeah. Who wouldn't? He's very charming.
So Free Guy is it the video game movie that works for you? Is it the one that works the most?
Yeah.
Hmm.
It is very original. I was blown away by how little was spoiled in the trailers.
Okay.
There are some moments where it becomes the video game Who Framed Roger Rabbit in a different way to Wreck-It Ralph.
Right. I'm intrigued.
Wreck-It Ralph is about characters and IP and stuff. There's a running theme in this of collectibles from other games, or weaponry from other games. And there's about a 1 minute sequence that appears to be dedicated to the pull that Ryan Reynolds has, Steven Spielberg style, to convince the gaming industry that being involved in this film was a good idea. So he gets one thing from one thing that makes you go, ooh. And then it same way on top of that, it makes you go, huh. And then something happens on top of that and they get to use a musical theme that made me go, wait, what? And sit up and forward in my chair.
Really?
And then it, and it's just like this 1 minute homage to other people's IP and how much fun you could have with that if you smash it together and wow. smile.
Wow. Okay. This sounds legitimate. I mean, the fact that it's based on the fact that the main character is an NPC, like mm-hmm. immediately that tells you that the person that has written the script knows what an NPC is.
Oh, and Taika is having a ton of fun being a total dickhead edgelord developer, but he's not an actual developer. He's like the project manager.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You've got Steve from Stranger Things.
Mm-hmm.
Plays very cool. I don't know. It was just great cast, great jokes, stupid, crazy action, very over the top. It wraps itself up in a way that could very easily just be the one film.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, they're looking to do Free Guy 2, which is a shame because it really did end on such a, wow, that's good.
That's interesting. That must have been such a powerful ending for you who just went on about how much you enjoyed that film to not want a sequel.
It's difficult to dance around why.
Okay.
Whatever it is, look, the next one will be they can't do the similar story again. What it was that they solved that.
Yep. Okay. Yep. I understand.
But yeah, it's a high recommendation from me. Recommendation. I'll just say one last thing.
Yes.
It's not just visual cameos. Listen closely, because there are, you know, people play as avatars. So when you're in the game, someone else is walking around as you. So listen for cameos, because there's some real big names in there. Real, real big names.
Did you get them, or did you have to watch the credits to get them?
Oh, no, you get them straight away. Okay. One of them comes on and you go, "Zach!" And then Ryan Reynolds makes fun of him, and you're like, oh, yeah, that's...
Yeah, okay. I know it's out in the movies here in Australia.
You can see it for free. On Disney Plus.
Okay.
On the what's
Star?
The old, what's, Star. That's okay. It's free on Star at the moment.
Cool.
Or you can buy it through iTunes, or it is available widely now.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
With Better Moves and David Brent, you're listening to We Are the Watchers.
The Dry. It's a movie. I sound like
that
I'm doing
one
like...
With the- Is that one with Eric Banner?
That's right. Eric Banner stars in the movie The Dry. And this was based off of a book called The Dry, written by Jane Harper. I believe it was her first ever book. I read this book a few years ago, and I thought, watching the movie, I knew who the killer was. I was like, I remember. I just saw the killer. There was a killer in that scene, not giving anything away. That's the killer. It wasn't until the end that I was like, oh, no, I got that completely mixed up. I have no recollection of this person being the killer, so now I'm not sure if it was in the book or not. But, yeah, based on – it's a small country town, and Eric Banner comes from this country town but left – under reasons that you find out during the film, and now he works for the Australian Federal Police. He's come back.
Did he fuck a pig?
No, he didn't actually.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
No, he's not a prime minister of England in Black Mirror.
Okay.
No, he's not. No.
That's the sort of reason you'd leave a small town.
Yeah, yeah. But he has to come back for the funeral of one of his childhood friends who stayed in town, and looked like there was a murder-suicide because his friend, his friend's wife, and one of his friend's children were all found dead. And then it goes on from there. It's got John Polston in it because, you know, you've got to have more than one Australian actor who's in everything. And I kind of feel like he might even be your kind of your Bill Hunter replacement of these days. Go, oh, get him in, pop him in there. Got to be in this film, please. I really liked it, even though I had the killer completely wrong, even though I thought I knew who it was. I was watching it with a couple of other people. One person had also read the book and may have remembered, and the other person had no idea what this story was at all, and all three of us really enjoyed it. So it was on
solid
Amazon Prime, I think, so go and watch it, otherwise I'll frown at you.
Oh, don't frown at me.
It's rude, isn't it? Do you have anything else you've been watching and enjoying this week?
I'll mention it very briefly, but The Legends of Tomorrow, so DC's Legends of Tomorrow.
Yes.
I think this is hilarious. They had their season finale only a handful of weeks ago. But because of Corona and their shooting schedule, they filmed most of the season that just ended like mid-pandemic or pre-pandemic last year and stuff. So the new season started last night. It was like a 2, maybe 3 week break between season 6 ending and season 7 starting. So it's cool. They are completely stuck in the 20s. Some version of their spaceship, they have a time and spaceship. Some version of it came back and blew up their ship.
So they're stuck.
Yeah. And the magic girl, Astra, attempted to use magic to put the ship back together.
Logical. And, I'd give it a go.
Well, used the wrong spell. She's very new to this. And she used a resurrection spell. And unfortunately, she's resurrected the ship's AI separate from the ship in a human body now. So there's a very confused computer woman that has all of the world's knowledge stuck in a body in the 1920s.
That's great.
This show is bonkers. I love it. They always do crazy stuff. What a great fun setting for this season. Let's see where it goes.
Yeah, that sounds really exciting, and also exciting that you're able to just pick up like the recap, not even needed.
Not even, no. It was just, oh, cool. Okay, I feel like it just wasn't on for 2 weeks. Let's go.
Oh, that's amazing. Anything else?
Nah, that'll do. That'll do.
All right, we've got to get into our exciting, mesmerizing quiz. This week I have named it, Which Adam Am I? So I'll give you clues. They're not too cryptic. And you tell me which famous Adam I am, or who the famous Adam is. I'm not Adam. My name's Leah, so you know. Okay.
Okay, thank you, Ladam.
All right, this famous Adam replaced Bradley Cooper, Wet Hot American Summer, and also played Amy Poehler's boyfriend in Parks and Rec.
That would be Adam Scott.
What a great Adam he is.
He is a great Adam. He might be my favourite, but we've got lots more to bring up. So it's, in fact, it's
early
far
days.
Too early for
early
me to
days.
Say he's my favourite Adam.
Okay.
But he's a pretty good Adam.
He's a pretty good Adam. This Adam is an Aussie TV show host who's done good A in England.
An Aussie TV host who's done good in England, A.
Well, no, I just put A in there as a funny joke. Was
Adam
on the ABC for a very
Grant.
Long time. No. Hosted a quiz show where they would have the two.
Adam Hill.
Yes, from Spicks and Specks.
Oh, you left me out in the dark. I didn't have a foot to stand on. Wait, no.
That was
that's
my
not
other
that
clue.
Thing goes.
That's my other clue. All right, this one. I Am Batman.
Adam West.
Yes.
Sorry, let me try that again. Adam West.
All right, that was very good. And now I was surprised that you didn't do like the dancing.
Do
yeah,
that one.
Yeah. The
1960s
well, he's
also the, he was the mayor on Family Guy.
He was too. That's time. Right. Felt the force. This Adam felt the force.
Is he in the driving seat?
Yes, he is in the driving seat.
It's Adam Driver.
Out of all of the Adams that we've had so far, he's definitely the most serious, right?
Oh, he's an intense Adam.
I'm still thinking Adam Scott's number one, right?
Oh, out of the Adams we've discussed, yes,
Yeah.
So far, yes.
Okay. Clearly. Well, we've got two.
Maybe
more.
we could make a chart of atoms.
The best like atoms.
Put them on an XY axis.
Yes.
Of like funniest, and that you'd be Adam Scott and Adam Hills is lower.
It's a little bit lower. He's lower. I mean, but we sort of respect.
Very funny. Don't get me wrong. It's very funny.
But you know, with
but it's not Adam
up against
Scott.
Adam Scott. Yeah, exactly.
And then Adam Driver.
Yes.
The other end of that scale of. Not very funny.
Not very funny, but very good actor still. We
and very intense.
We probably, even though we respect him, I just can't see him being our friend.
Look, I'll say this honestly. I look at Adam Driver. Mm. I look at him and I think that is a man who does a shit angrily.
That's, wow.
I'm not saying
that
people
that way.
Sit there zippity-doo-dah. Whistling Dixie.
Maybe they do, though.
Maybe some people do, but I promise you, Adam Driver is a man that grunts and strains and looks at the bowl and says, get out of there, you mongrel.
Yes.
Things like that, you know what I mean? Like he's just an angry bathroom user.
Yeah.
I feel it.
Yeah. What about this one? That's going to stick with a lot of people, I think.
I apologize for that, but I hope that's the image you have when you see Adam Driver's furrowed brow moving forward.
Yeah, like, oh, he's doing
arguing about a divorce, and you just in his mind, he
blokes
puts
on the
that
loop.
Same face when he grunts. Yeah.
This Adam is one of those Adams, not just one of those people that other people are a bit sick of. A bit sick of this Adam. This Adam was doing a lot of mainly films for a long time, and they weren't great.
Oh,
I mean, he's funny, but he kind of did the same thing all the time.
He's the same thing over and over, and maybe he should hit snooze on things for a bit because he's the Sandman. Is it Adam Sandler?
It's Adam Sandler.
Oh, good clues there. You led me down the garden path
to
find the gate myself.
Well, I mainly thought of that film, what was it called, Little Nicky or something, where he played the devil's son.
I have a soft spot for that terrible, shitty
Why?
Film.
Why? Is there just something about it? Or
I was the right age when it came out, and a bunch of new metal bands that I like wrote
You liked his hairdo. I get it.
I had Rodney Dangerfield. Like there's a lot of dumb in that movie. But it celebrates the dumb. It's much better than, say, Big Daddy. I don't care for Big Daddy.
Oh, yeah. Which is the one, or was it later? I think it was a later movie that he was starring with Jennifer Aniston. I think it was later, right?
Yes.
Way later.
I think so. But, and they go, is that where they go on holiday to Africa or something?
Yeah, and I don't remember
both
why.
Parents?
Yeah.
I don't know. He was in a film called The Cobbler.
I'm sure he was.
Yeah.
I don't remember it. He was one where he had a remote control.
Click,
yep. And Spanglish.
Christopher Walken's in that movie, so
okay.
I've watched that movie.
Okay, fair enough.
It's a remote. It's weird. Why is everything stop-start?
Wow. This is the final Adam, and all I'm going to say is ate an apple.
Adam ate an apple. Well, the original Adam,
had
the OG,
is the OG Adam.
Still putting Adam Scott above him.
Well, we just don't know much about him, so it makes sense. And also, Adam Scott's hair is great.
Other Adams are available. You've got your Adam Ant.
Yes, you got your Adam Levine. Yeah. He can go stand over there.
Stand over there. I was going to say he's a singer, but he does appear in the pop star Never Stop, Never Stopping film as a hologram that tries to have sex with himself.
Wait, which one? Adam Ant or Adam Levine?
No, Adam Levine.
Really?
Yes. Adam Durkiewicz is the guitarist and songwriter for Killswitch Engage. Oh.
I don't want to shock you, but Adam, I don't know who that is.
I know you don't, but he's very important. He's a big name metal producer. Oh, and Adam Buxton is the journalist in Hot Fuzz.
Oh, yeah.
As part of the church. He gets up close with part of the church.
I did Google celebrity Adams, and a lot of them, I was like, I know your face. I would never know your last name, and I don't want to do that to Tom.
Sure. Adam Conover from Adam Ruins Everything. I could play the Adam game a lot. That's what I say. It was a good pick for me because there are a lot of Adams that I'm quite partial to.
Next week, Eve. I think we're going to have a few more problems. Eve the singer?
Well, to get you there.
Yeah, with Gwen Stefani. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
just put that good shit in your ear.
And I will blow your mind.
That's the one.
I think if I don't see her, I've got to structure this sentence correctly. If I don't see her chest where I see the bear footprints, I may not recognize her because it's been a while since I've seen Eve. But I remember she had bear tattoos
on
her chest.
I don't, yeah.
Probably sure. from that video. Maybe they're not even real. Video. Maybe they're just from the video. I don't know. Oh, gosh. What a wonderful, wonderful quiz and a wonderful episode. And my goodness, what fun we've had. But all good things come to an end, at least for this week. We'll be back next week. It's not the end of the world.
Phew, I thought you were going to put me down like Old Yeller. I thought I was getting taken out the back
spoilers.
Of the shed. Like that bit in Babe. Please come, pig.
Oh.
Pig. In the shed, pig is what happens. You kill a duck.
It's terribly sad. But the mice save the day or something. I don't
remember. Yeah, dogs and it's a whole Babe, good movie.
Good movie.
Babe 2, not a good movie.
No, because you're going
That's
to the
That's just
city.
Tom's check-in from things I've watched recently with a one-year-old.
Not good. Fantastic. Tom, on that note, thank you very much.
La, la, la.